With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I have the best team in the world. If you contributed to my life in any way, thank you. This moment is so special to me. I don't know where I'm gonna go from here, but I know it's gonna be way up, and I couldn't have done it without y'all. So thank you.
Three, two, one, boom, and we are back. What's up, everybody? It's your coach. Welcome to the Coach HP Show, episode 90. If you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast. Please get involved. The YouTube is out of control. This podcast is doing amazing. If you know anybody that hasn't subscribed, that can use some positivity, that can use some happiness, send them our way. Send them our way. This is a way of life, guys. This is a way of life. This isn't some little side thing that I'm doing here to see if it pops off. No. This is a way of life. This positivity thing is a lifestyle that I've committed to and I'm sticking to. By the way, I'm on hold with the IRS for longer than 30 minutes. On hold with the IRS. If you hear this, that's the IRS. That's what they do. This is their music. Thank you guys for the love. Thank you guys for the support. Thank you for everything. Let's get into this. For me, I'm not a fight dude. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But as I look at this event, and it's an event that happened yesterday, Logan Paul versus Mayweather, Logan Paul versus Mayweather, and I always use Logan Paul first. And people are saying, why? Why did I say Logan Paul was going to win last night? Why am I so pumped about the Paul brothers? Hold on. All right, there we go. Why am I so pumped about the Paul brothers? Because every time the Paul brothers win, the internet wins. And yes, I understand that some of you out there might be like, oh, these guys act stupid, especially Jake. He acts like an idiot, all this stuff. But man, if you can do what these guys are doing at the age of 26, at the age of 24, you got to be crazy to say no. I'm such a fan of what these guys have done. I'm including at the end my episode, my full interview with Logan, as he said, stuff that is just obvious, man. The fact that he knew how to use the internet, the fact that he woke up every single day, 2015, think about this. This dude moves from Ohio. He didn't move from South Beach. He didn't move from New York. He didn't move from Miami. He moved from Ohio to go to Los Angeles. 2015, he wake up every single day, look at himself in the mirror, and say, I'm going to be the biggest entertainer in the world. I'm going to be the biggest entertainer in the world. And you know what? If that fight last night would have been Mayweather versus Canelo, Mayweather versus Canelo again, it wouldn't have gotten the hype. It wouldn't have gotten the attention that that fight got last night. What the YouTube audience brings, the TikTok audience, the Instagram, the social media audience is the best. And the reason why it's the best is because for the most part, these guys stay normal. These guys stay normal. You know how many interviews Logan did that he didn't have to do? You know how many interviews this past weekend Jake did that he didn't have to do? You know how many interviews Mayweather extra did? Nothing. He didn't even want to come out. Mayweather didn't even want to come out to talk to the thing. They had to get that Theo and Neil duo from Showtime to convince the guy, bro, please come out so we could talk. That's the difference. When a Paul brother wins, the internet wins. And when the internet wins, it means we win. We win when these guys win. Not the old school way of thinking of these people that they come out and they act, they do the little act for a day or two and then they disappear. No, 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 no. Internet people will take the time because they're appreciative. They're appreciative of their audience and what their audience has done for them. So every time, I'll say this again, every time the internet wins, every time a Paul brother wins, the internet wins. Now, is the event a little weird? Does little stuff go on? Well, let's talk about it. I was a super fan. I love Chad Ochocinco. I thought he was doing great. He got hit real hard a couple times at the end. The other dude, I think, more experience. Chad's a freak of nature. I wish Chad, when he went down, he wouldn't start with, hey, man, good job, hand up kind of thing. It's not my style. I'm positive. I'm an effort and attitude guy. But I'm not high-fiving you after you drop me. That's not happening. I never was on first base and somebody came to hit a shot and go, hey, bro, that was a good shot, man. Never. Never. Because I want to win. Now, after the game, different. But after I get knocked out, I'm not going to raise my hand and be like, hey, man, that was a good one, bro. You got me on a good one. Nah, bro. I'm not doing that. So I didn't like that. But I felt Chad won. And once again, more than an athlete, there was the podcast. There was his team talking about it. Content on content. So Chad Johnson won that one. The second round, I think my man was Cuban, Latin dude. Fought hard, was a heavy, heavy, heavy underdog. The other dude was favored. And my boy, the Latin dude, just kept coming over the top, man. Over the top, heavy. Heavy, over the top, hard, extra. Was a problem for this guy. So that was interesting. Still holding on for the IRS, by the way, if you hear this music. That's IRS talk. That's the IRS talking. So I felt that fight was great. That was probably the best fight of the night. That was probably the best fight of the night for fight people. Following fight, I think the Colombian dude was dirty, man. That dude was he was out of his mind. He looked like he didn't belong there. I think he was good. I'm not sure, but the other guy just rocked him. The other guy just rocked him. So my Latin brother didn't do good on that one. And let's get into the Logan Mayweather fight. Logan Mayweather fight. If you are now out there and you're sitting there and complaining that they were hugging for 8 rounds, you are a loser. You're not in the right space right now. Because if you want to see professional fighters, then you should tune in to boxing and you'll see real fighters. But these guys is a different situation. These guys on a different plan. So don't be a loser. Be a positive person. Watch the fight. It is what it is. You have the greatest boxer of all time. Dude that can't be stopped. I saw him in Vegas live. I saw him against. I probably saw his last 4 fights in Vegas. I didn't see the Mayweather one because I was already in Miami. But I saw Canelo. I saw Mosley. I saw all these fights. And that dude cannot be stopped. He is hated on by everybody. Every single time they would pan to him in the old arena at MGM, everybody booing and stuff. And he would just smile and keep going, keep going, keep going. What a concept. Super electric, super cocky, life you want to live, all the toys, all the passas, all the elegance. Off the field, off the ring, but in the ring, the most technical, skillful, calculated boxer the sport and the world has ever seen. So if you expected to see a real fight, that was the wrong fight to go to. What you did see was Logan just using his advantage, man. Dude's a wrestler, had him there, had a crazy little first round where he kind of popped off on him a little bit, but then the endurance kicks in. And you have a height difference, and you have a size difference, and you have an age difference. He would just do what he knows how to do. Hold him off with the wrestling, try to tie him down. Listen, Brandon Schaub came into the locker room, and he said rounds probably 4, 5, 6, You got real Mayweather. They're trying to do some damage. And Logan was able to pull it off. Logan was able to pull it off for your second fight to be this one. Man, that's insane. Second fight of your career, Floyd Mayweather. Boom. There you go. When these YouTubers, social media people, when they do something, the amount of support from the internet is insane. The amount of people, the amount of influencers, the amount of people with clout that were at this fight, promoting things, involved in parties, involved in clubs, wanted to be seen, is insane. We need more people like this. Now, are some of them going to make mistakes? Of course. But we need more people to support. They support Logan, support Jake, and the economy goes crazy. These guys were partying at 11 last night. They left 11, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning. They were at Live. They were supporting the economy while partying, while winning. It's estimated that Logan is somewhere around 10 to 15 million for 27 minutes or 28 minutes. Come on. Floyd's already at 50 something. But you could say it. You could talk. You could talk the way you want to talk. Not this boring, weird ESPN interviews that nobody cares about. None of this like weird stuff. None of this like forced, like, hey, man, so, well, you know, how was it there, man? Who was this? Just real stuff. And if there's going to be an episode of Impulsive, Logan Paul's podcast, if there's an episode you're going to want to watch, it's going to be this next one coming up. Because he says he's going to talk everything. He's going to say the truth. He's going to say what he felt, what he thought. Wasn't nervous. My man was at IHOP at 5:15 in the morning here on the beach on Collins at IHOP chilling. He's a winner. He's a winner. A nice dude, man. Nice dude. When I sat with him, super nice. Family guy. Just crushing it. Top of the world right now. Top of the world. Wearing a Charizard. I think it's Charizard. Charizard around his neck. It used to be diamonds on my neck. Now it's Charizard on my neck. Charizard on my neck. Destroying it. Setting an example for the youth. So, once again, don't say they were hugging for 8 minutes. Don't be that person, please. Don't say that. Because if you care, watch real boxing. Go watch ESPN. That's why the ratings are super low in boxing. Nobody cares about real boxers. People want to see entertainment. They want to see clout. They want to see the swag. They want to see people messing around. They want to see who they're with, what chicks they're rolling with, where they're heading after. And these guys, these influencers, these YouTube guys, turn boxers, turn rappers, turn Dolce and Gabbana models, they're giving it to you. And if I was a kid, or me that I'm raising a kid, I'm going to have my son see everything. My daughter see everything. And let's see where she goes. Because this internet thing is the greatest thing in the world. And it's given us so many people. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the internet. I went to Hollywood 6 years. They told me no. 6 years. I had to sit there. I got meetings and I hustled and I got meetings with the best people in the industry. I had hookups. I went through the front door. I mean, I went through the back door. I went through the VIP and for nothing. And for nothing. So 6 years. Hold on. I got to text my wife, my social. Hold on 1 second. Boom. Did that. 6 years in Hollywood. I lived in a car. I did everything. Made every contact in the world. Nothing. Only jobs I got was because of baseball. No internet. Because I gave baseball lessons to the creator of King of Queens and a show called Head Case. No lessons. I mean, no internet. What happens now? There's internet. Moves are happening. Things are happening. Everything is controllable. We've eliminated the middle person. There is no more guardians. Now, if people like you, they like you. If people don't like you because you're bald, that's the people. That's what's matter. Not somebody casting you because you match well with somebody else. How amazing is this? The world we live in today is moving towards people, real people. The more honest you are, the better it is. The more honest you are, the better it is. It's what I tell people all day. I meet people. They show me their Instagram. It's like double life. I'm like, dude, you look like a celebrity here, bro. This is not even, that's not the car you drive. That's not where the house you stay. Like, that's not who you hang out with all the time. Like, be yourself, man. But how can I blame him? At 26, I wasn't myself and there was no Instagram. Imagine I would have been. I've always told people, imagine me at Leonardo DiCaprio's house. Every celebrity you can imagine there. Every NBA player. All the big time people and just me there. And when they got to me, like, what's up, man? What's your story? I'd have been like, man, I'm a Cuban dude from Miami. Biggest failure in the history of Miami baseball. I'm out here trying to hustle, trying to make it because I like this vibe here, man. I like what's going on. And I'm living in my car, by the way. I would have had everybody's respect and I would have been different. But I didn't. I lied. I said, no, yeah, I play with the Yankees. My arm got injured. And then what happened? The wrong person Googled me. And there went 80% of my chances, of my opportunities, because I was a liar. Someone you can't trust. You want people to trust you? You got to be honest with yourself. Who do I trust? Me. That's who. You want people to trust you? You want people to have your back? You got to have your own back. You got to be honest with yourself. So, big fan of this weekend. Big fan of the city of Miami and how we're absolutely crushing it. Number one city in the USA right now with what we're doing. It's crazy. I love all cities. And honestly, I wasn't such, even though I was born in Cuba, but I was raised here in Miami. I've never really been a pro Miami guy, not even the teams or anything, but I'm really loving what's going on. Finally happy that Miami's getting the love it's deserved, that we're getting recognition for being more than just a banana republic. So that's awesome. And I'm super excited to see how all this is going to go. We're beginning of June. We're getting to the halfway point of the year. Everybody's recovering from the crazy year last year. To me, I'm super happy. Got a couple of things in the works that I'm waiting on. I'll make them official as soon as they're announced. I'll make them official as soon as they become unofficial. I'm going to keep you guys posted. The YouTube videos have been amazing. The breaking in videos of how to break in your glove has put me in a different category. Right now, look, I'm going to give you guys an update. I go to my YouTube studio, okay? And I'm going to give you guys an update. Where is this thing? All right. Right now, I'm at 3,677 subscribers. 3,677 subscribers. The last 28 days, I've gone up 412 subscribers. Thanks to those videos. Thanks to those videos. So just start, man. Don't let people criticize you. Just start. Start doing your thing. And people will come. Big shout out, Team Maverick, Team Logan Paul. What an idea. Your big fight. You drop your merch. You drop your swag. You destroy it. You survived. You go 8 rounds. Everybody's happy. Everybody's peaceful. And we get to do it all over again. Maybe in Miami. Maybe somewhere else. But that's it. It is what it is. At the end of the day, as I texted my wife that I'm coming out, I might have to sneeze. Hold on 1 second. I might have to sneeze. Nobody leave. Please don't leave me while I sneeze. Hold on. Bless you. Bless me. Thank you guys, man. I love this. I love this show. My life has been so crazy this last month, last year. Finally got my baby in school. She's in a little summer camp, which is amazing. We dropped her off today, so I'm going to have a little more time to dedicate to you guys, to the podcast, to the show. I'm flying with everything that I do. It's always flying. It's always flying. It's always quick. Remember, it's a one-man shop here. I'm just one Cuban out here writing the show, producing the show, recording, editing, doing everything, but no excuses. I love you guys with all my heart, and I can't thank you guys enough for the support and everything you've done. I'm tying in right now my interview with Logan so you can see, man, so you can see the specialness, so you can see the love, so you can see where it is. Here it is, the interview with Logan. Thank you guys for everything. I will catch you on the next one. It's your coach trying to be the realest guy out here. Love you guys. Oh, before I let you go, maybe hopefully you stuck back with me, at Coach HP on all social handles, at Coach HP on all social handles. DM me, thecoachhp@gmail.com with any questions on the email. DM me. Let's get this done. I got you guys. Now I'm out. I think my man should have came a little more prepared, to be honest with you, because when you got the hardest guy in the game, that guy who doesn't lose, not even when he wants to, he thinks number one box office, number one views, number one everything,
thank
man.
You,
so much respect
thank,
for this
thank
dude.
You, brother. Thank you.
I don't think he gets the credit he deserves, so I'm here to give it to him.
Brother,
listen,
I appreciate that.
Listen, you are so underestimated, man.
Thank you, bro.
I had a conversation yesterday with Big Mike. Would
did,
I do something
did talk
with Glove?
Shit about me?
No, never. Nobody talks shit about you, bro. Nobody that knows you the way he does would talk shit about
you. Thank
you,
bro.
Let's talk about being a man, bro.
Okay.
2020.
Okay.
That's big now. You got dudes coming up on you like this.
Yeah.
Hey, man, give me a shot. Give me a shot. What are these guys missing that you have, bro?
I always resort to my work ethic, dude. Like, no, like I just quite simply cannot fucking be outworked. I cannot. Like, everything happened in my life to follow after that, and like, my life is a series of luck in the sense of preparation meeting opportunity. Like, I've prepared my whole life to be the biggest star in the world, and I was met with the opportunity of being born in the right generation of content creators and YouTube, and a generation where content is consumed, and that's the thing I happen to love doing. So like, yo, if you can outwork everyone, I don't see a world where you'll lose.
Last question, because this guy's gonna win all day. I'm such a big fan of this dude. Advice you have for kids, I'm sure everybody's Logan.
Yeah.
What do you got for them, man? What we're working, confidence, that confidence you have.
Yeah.
What advice you have for these guys?
It doesn't come easy. The one thing I would have told my younger self, there you go, that I wish someone would have told me is really, truly believe in yourself. Really, truly believe in yourself. I went to college for 1 year and I completed the year. I dropped out with the 4.0. Like, I really loved school. I didn't drink, I didn't party. All I did was study. I lived in the honors dorm. And I wish I had taken that year to be a content creator. Because
right.
Like, who knows where I'd be now? I essentially
you
lost.
You can't be any bigger. Come on, man.
I essentially lost a year where I could have been doing something.
Want to be known in Mars or what, man? Come on.
I just didn't believe in myself enough to take the leap.
Right.
So believe in yourself. The caveat is, make sure you're good at the thing you do.
Let's talk about failure then, real quick. Failure. How do you do with failure?
I need failure. I love failure. When I fail, it fucking sucks. It sucks. Take an L, make a mistake, fail on a massive level, it sucks. But I also know that's the only way I'm truly, truly gonna get better. And that's why I've been able to navigate my life in a way where, like, I feel really good right now. Like, I really love this version of myself. And like, based on public sentiment recently from like the vlogs and shit.
Oh, you're crushing it.
Thank you, bro. It seems like it's
the
being
podcast, the podcast, anything
that
gets
bro,
into.
It's like, it's like
the merch. You're not wearing
you,
Maverick. Why no
thank
Maverick?
You, we're doing a rebrand.
Okay.
Because like, in a way, I've rebranded. Like, I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago.
Right.
So is the brand.
Right.
But like, it's just.
You're just a winner, dude. And when you're winning,
thank you, bro.
You can't say it in other ways.
Thank you.
I want to give you all the love in the world,
thank
man.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. I
want to
encourage you. I'm going to give you a shout out on this. You don't need more followers. I'm going to shoot
thanks,
some
bro.
More,
thanks.
Man.
Thanks.
Keep winning, okay? It's your coach with the number one. Here we go.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.